This is the local VK5 news segment. Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and communication enthusiasts. This is VK5 LSB and my name is David with important and urgent updates on behalf of the Wison South Australian Committee. By now, if you are on the Wison South Australia mailing contact list or you're one of our exceptional dedicated and skilled volunteers, you should have received an email from the Wison SA Secretary, who is Phil, VK5PKN, on behalf of the committee, with a link in the email in relation to updating your personal information equipment availability. There has been some concern regarding this email, as some persons who have received this email have perceived it as being a scam email, as it's requesting personal information, and you are rightly questioning the validity of the email. The email and update is to ensure that Wison South Australia has your capabilities and availability on file to assist in an emergency situation, along with the current correct contact details for you. I can assure you personally that it is not a scam or fraudulent email, and all of your personal information that you provide will be securely stored and contained, and will only be available to executive members of the Wison South Australian Committee, and will not be made available to persons other than those who are authorised to have access to the supplied information, and as I stated, it is only accessible by the Executive Committee persons. On behalf of Wison Australia, I apologise for the confusion and anxiety this email may have caused you, but rest assured your privacy and details that you are or have provided are secure within your organisation and are not for public use. We may in the coming weeks reissue another version of the email with more detailed information as to why we are asking for your personal information updates and also with a visible link so that you are aware of where the information is being supplied to. If this is the case, we will advise you via our Wison Australian Facebook account and also via this news broadcast, so stay tuned for future updates. Now for some brighter news. The Shannon's Adelaide Rally, which is being held over the 17th to 19th of November across the Adelaide Hills region. This rally is a full tarmac rally and no dirt is involved in this event. Wison South Australia and its highly professional skilled volunteers have been requested to provide radio communications and logistic support for this event across the 3 days. The event is top class and contains the latest high-end Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Porsches, Aston Martins, McLarens, Bentleys, Lotuses and a range of other fully exotic vehicles. So if you love quality vehicles and high performance, this is your chance to go up close to these vehicles as a Wison Australian volunteer. There are all volunteer vacancies for volunteer ham operators to assist in this event, and we look forward to hearing from you if you can assist, and what a great way to utilise your radio skills. A fuel reimbursement contribution will provide to all volunteers who assist with this event. You can register for this event as a Wison South Australian volunteer on the Rally SA website, and just Google Rally SA and click on the register link and click on the Wison volunteer link. You can also register for this event by contacting the President of Wison South Australia via the contact links of the Wison South Australian webpage. Just Google us or check Wison South Australia out on Facebook. Each volunteer will receive a free limited edition collector shirt along with a goodies gift box from the event organisers. This has been David VK5 LSB and on behalf of the Wison Australian Committee saying thank you for listening and look forward to volunteering alongside you all at the next event. And we apologise again for the confusion in the email and requesting personal information. Cheers and 73 all.
Now news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, last Friday night's meeting, Linton, VK5FLYN, gave us an extensive history of the Australian Citizens Radio Monitors at Gawler and the Barossa Valley. And he described how it developed over the years and how it is organised and provide support to various events such as car, motorbike and pushbike rallies. And he also explained how they had UHF and VHF repeaters and lots of handheld transceivers for operating in the field. He also showed us many photos of these events, and we saw how they set themselves up out in the field. So many thanks, Linton, for that very informative lecture. Now, don't forget that the next Northeast Radio Club meeting will be on Friday, the 27th of October, and it will be a presentation by Tony, VK3JED, and Dale, VK5ZSH, and it will be about many of the digital modes that are now available in amateur radio. So come along and find out all about these fascinating technologies. And this will be at the Northeast Radio Club meeting rooms at the Modbury West Community Hall, Capulet Crescent. So get there by 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you're all staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from AHARS. The general meeting this coming Thursday will feature a presentation and talk by MASS, JA7FAS, about his ARRL DX1 award and his many years in amateur radio, and his investiture into the ARRL Hall of Fame. It will be very interesting, I'm sure. If you are keen to attend the Astronomy in the Park event with Kim Thalassoudis, then you need to register on the Eventbrite webpage that he has set up. All the details are there if you visit the link in the attached news brief to the email. It must be getting close to being fully booked now. Don't forget you have to pay $5 per person into the AHARS bank account for your dinner. The details are BSB 105186 and the account is 0362 48940. Please add your name and call sign in the comments section. There will be a mobile number posted to contact should the weather be inclement and the event unable to go ahead. Clouds and rain don't mix with telescopes outside. Bring your chair and a table to make it easier to eat your dinner and make sure you have suitable warm clothing. Don't forget that if you'd be interested in taking part in the OCF Balen Building Workshop with Keith, VK5OQ, to drop me an email at president@ahars.au. We're planning to have this as our Saturday session for December, and we are hoping to put together a whole kit to assemble on the day. We're hoping that the kit will be in the vicinity of $30 to $35 for everything. The AHARS annual dinner to be held on the 19th of November this year at the Belair Hotel. Unfortunately, due to building renovations, we may not be in the same location as previous years, but we're sure that they'll do all they can to accommodate us appropriately as a group. The information on our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything else that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcomed. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. And the ANZA DX Net. The ANZA, Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 a day, and it would be a great platform for those working towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursday, which is Ladies' Day. But all are welcome any day. Also, For FCall licensed members who aren't licensed for 20 metres, you can get onto the ANZA net on 15 metres on Saturdays at 0400 UTC on 21.205 MHz. Thanks, Michael, VK5MTR, for letting me know about this. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. And don't forget to check out the AHARS website and the AHARS Facebook group page. Well, that's all for me from now, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Col, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. At our October activity night, which was held on Friday the 6th, David, VK5 Delta Golf, gave an excellent presentation on his de-expedition to Norfolk Island. Taking place from the 21st of July to the 28th, David walked us through his beginnings in satellite operation and the urge to achieve things not attempted before. This urge inspired his attempt to work all 45 national parks for the Amateur Radio Victoria-sponsored Keith Roget Memorial Parks Award using the satellites. With his characteristic dogged determination, David achieved this remarkable feat in short order, although COVID delayed his efforts for some time. The launch of the Italian Green Cube satellite, Oscar IO117, inspired David to think outside the square, and because of its great height, 5,500 kilometres from Earth, it has a very large footprint which allows a much better reach radio-wise than any other amateur radio-carrying satellite. David then began to realise that a 20-year-old dream might be achievable, and thus his plans to activate Norfolk Island began to take shape. More detail can be found on David's QRZ.com pages. Just Google VK5 Delta Golf, that's VK5DG, and VK5DG-9 for a bit more, including his very impressive results. David has received a number of very impressive and unique awards during his adventures, including a very impressive plaque from the Keith Roget Memorial Parks Administrators for being the only VK or New Zealand amateur to work all 45 eligible parks via satellite. He also received the AMSAT Rover Award, being the only VK or New Zealand station to do so. Only 80 amateurs worldwide have achieved this award. Our club's meeting room was full for David's presentation, plus we had our club president Peter, VK5BE, participating via Skype from his caravan at the Bathurst Motor Racing event. Peter received the whole evening with perfect video and audio glitch-free. It's hoped this capability will be expanded in the very near future, although many of our Millicent members made the effort to come along in person, as David's presentations always attract a good deal of interest. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Serge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning or good evening. This is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next monthly meeting is on this coming Friday, the 20th of October. And for this month's talk, Scott, VK2JAX, will be presenting on the basics of astrophotography. This talk will be presented via Zoom from the Tamworth Astronomy and Science Centre, weather permitting, and will include live demonstrations of their premier instrument, the 34-inch Hewitt camera. Our meetings are held at the Fulham Community Centre, with doors opening for this month's meeting at a slightly earlier time of 7 p.m, with the presentation kicking off at 7:30 p.m. If you've never been to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. After the talks, we'll all be given an opportunity to have an eyeball QSO amongst ourselves while enjoying a tea or coffee or a biscuit. Finally, don't forget that Sunday the 26th of November is AREG's Amateur Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale. This will be held at David Roche Park at the Dogs SA facility in Kilburn, opening for sellers at 9 a.m. and buyers at 10 a.m. We've already got a few commercial vendors lined up, including Connect VK and QSL comms, with more to be announced. The entry fee will be $5 for buyers, $10 for a seller car park spot, with an extra $5 for a trailer spot. Bookings for sellers will be opening soon, so keep an eye on the ARIA website for more information on how to book your spot. As usual, for more information on these upcoming events, check out the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.